Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. There are three cities key to the first coming of Jesus Christ, which actually set the stage for his second coming. We'll talk with three pastors who will join me in just a moment from Bethlehem, Nazareth, and Jerusalem with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
First to Bethlehem, Johnny Shilwan is the pastor there, and it is the birthplace. It's the location where God allowed his son to come in human flesh. Now, they had to come to the shepherd's fields, which would be the location where the lambs would be born and then be taken up to the temple to be sacrificed. The sacrificial lambs there were housed and located in the shepherd's fields.
It is a very special place for in the eyes of the whole world, and we are very thankful for that, that God chose this piece of land, this small city of David in Bethlehem, to bring his son to the world as fulfillment of prophecies that God promises since many hundred years before, who became flesh in this special time.
Now we leave Bethlehem, we go north about 90 miles, we come to the city of Nazareth. We're going to talk to a pastor in Nazareth, Nazar Tuma. Nazar, this is the hometown. God's word says for about 28 years, Jesus Christ would have as his hometown, Nazareth.
It all actually started here in Nazareth. We all remember the Annunciation of Gabriel. It all started here in a wonderful city called Nazareth.
The location geographically for Nazareth is just north of the Jezreel Valley and looks down on the Jezreel Valley. And he knew of what was going to happen in the future there in the Jezreel Valley, that battle of all battles.
Jesus would be a young man overlooking the Jezreel Valley. According to the Bible, the end, the final war would take place in the Megiddo Valley, which is the Armageddon. I believe that Jesus stood up there on that mountain, and in his heart he could sense and he could feel what's going happen in that area in the future.
And right now we bring to these microphones a pastor from the eternal city of Jerusalem, Menno Kalashir. Jerusalem is going to be the eternal home for the Jewish people, and this all because of the Davidic covenant, and it has to be fulfilled.
Absolutely. It's a shoot from the Abrahamic covenant, because what God promised to Abraham, later on he said the same thing to Isaac and to Jacob, and from Jacob gave it to Judah. From Judah comes David. The beautiful part is that the salvation of Israel and the redemption of the land itself, it's a package deal. Really, if David is a king, David needs to sit somewhere. It's in Jerusalem. Beautiful to see that the land and the people is one package deal. And God said, and I will redeem them, he will save them. Well, we're still waiting for it, but I know it's going to be true.
Pastors from Bethlehem, Nazareth, and Jerusalem with the details on today's story. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Merry Christmas to all, and remember, the first coming of Jesus Christ did set the stage for the second coming, which will take place in the very near future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...